Blog Talk Radio.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap my tears.
Have you heard when love begins to die, it leaves someone to cry?
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually, but a little bit of soap. I'll never lose a memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. It's gonna never, never, never wash away my tears.
Can't help it, down on the corner, by the traffic light, everybody. Yes, well, as it turns out, my sound's not working with my microphone today. I don't think it's my mic. I think it's Blog Talk because I can't hear Ann either. So we're just going to keep on going and pretend we know what's happening, right? We don't, but we're going to try. So, Ann, can you hear me at this point?
I can hear you, Jenny. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Ah,
so, and I've had to do this before. So
yeah.
There is, and my it's not my mic. There is something going on with Blog Talk.
Yes,
and sometimes I really, really understand Elva shooting the TV.
Yes.
I really do get it.
I would have done the same.
Oh, my gosh.
If I could shoot.
So, I'm kidding. Okay. And since I have to do it this way, I'm listening to kind of a delay from what I talk and of what I hear. So this is going to be interesting.
Isn't it?
But at least you can hear me.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with that. And Susan got on. Let's see if we can. Can we hear Susan?
I'm here.
Ah,
hello.
Yay! I gotcha.
So we're all
I'm here. Yes.
Today. We're all calling my show today. That is.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Interesting. Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll just fly with it. I mean, you know, you take the punches and roll with them, and you don't hurt as much that way.
Right.
I wish I could remember that all the time. Anyway, we're going to hear the OJs. They're going to sing Backstabbers. And no, there's no message there for anybody. I just like the song. So here we go.
Thank you.
right. I think we figured out how we can do this. So we're going to roll with it and pretend we do, right? So, oh, my word. Someday, I wonder why I don't have a breakdown or something. No, it just... yeah. Okay. The Bellamy Brothers. Do you love as good as you look? Let's find out.
Long blonde hair, sky blue eyes. Yeah, that well-bred look is easy to recognize. A tailored dress, it fits so fine. And it adds up to the question on my mind.
One thing, it's another, and you just kind of roll with the punches and see if somehow you can make it function. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. And next, I am going to play a request.
Hey.
John sent me a couple of requests, and he always sends good songs. This is always awesome. When I learned this song, it was done by Thelma Houston. I don't know how many of you have heard of her or heard this song when she did it, but she's the one I learned this song from.
Okay.
So John said he didn't know about her. Not his words, but, you know, hey. So we're going to play it. The version that he sent me.
Yeah.
And this is done by the Communards.
I know them.
Okay. Because I don't.
Huh.
But, you know, they do a good version of this. So we're going to listen to the Communards, and they're going to do Don't Leave Me This Way.
Ah, good song, yeah.
It is. Version of that song.
It's great, that song.
Yeah, if you all get a chance, listen to Thelma Houston doing it. She's the one that I learned it from.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of her.
The cover.
Selma Houston.
Selma Houston.
You've never heard of Selma Houston?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Time to broaden your horizon. So, but yeah, that is worth a listen because hers is a good version as well. It's just, it's a little different, but they're so close. It's just a different person singing it, so it's not so different.
Or have to have a listen.
Yeah. Mm. And she's good too. So give it a try. See what you come up with. Elvis song.
Ah, yes.
And this is one that we don't hear a whole lot. I heard it on an Elvis ETA's Going Live group the other day and thought, I got to play that because I don't remember hearing that one, but maybe once or twice. So we're going to make it three times now.
Yep, exactly.
Fairy Tale. So enjoy it.
We have out a new album, ladies and gentlemen, that's been out for about 2 or 3 weeks. And it's called Elvis Today, or Yesterday, whatever, Tomorrow. In the album is a song called Fairy Tale. I'll pack up all my things and walk away. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. I've been waiting for so long. I just found out there's something wrong. And nothing will get better if I stay. There's no need to explain anymore. I tried my best to love you. Now I'm walking out the door. You use me, you abuse me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go. Sing it along.
I've been lost in a dream,
pretending that you care. Great big fairy tale. I've been loving you so long. I don't think I even know how to forget you. Yet the way that things have been, I think I'm better off alone than to be with you.
You don't love me, it's plain.
There's no need explaining anymore.
And it's not that it's completely unfamiliar. I had heard it a couple times before. You just don't hear it very often.
Oh, I haven't heard that one before.
What?
That was lovely.
I know. It's like only God knows why we never hear some of these really cool songs. But hey, you know, I'm going to do my best. So there you go. Now you've heard it, right?
Yes.
You can put that one in your I have heard this file.
Yep. I don't know where you've all been.
Exactly. Oh my God. Okay, we're gonna go in a slightly different direction now. I don't remember that I've ever played this one, but it was around back in the 70s when I was traveling around with the band that my then husband was in.
Yeah.
And this is Dobie Gray. And it's a song called Drift Away.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Enjoyed that song. They just do a good job on that. Sounds nice. And we have a caller. Is this Manette?
Yeah, it's me.
Hold on. Let me go in another room.
You're here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yeah. Well, before, you know, you said that you were calling in and you never showed up in the studio. And I'm going,
oh,
great, I'm having trouble with that, too.
No, Oh. I just couldn't hear on the. My mama's calling me. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to put you on.
Okay, honey. No, you know where we are, so it's okay. Do I still hear Susan? Suze?
Hello?
Susan has flown away into the ozone layer. Okay. As long as she can hear the show, that's okay. We're flexible. We're flexible. So I've got one here, and I know I have played this before, but I'm in love with this song. And I have been practicing singing this song, and I don't have it quite right yet. But Dorothy Moore singing Misty Blue. Mm-hmm. Enjoy, John. You're the one that gave this to me.
Such a long, long time. Look like I kept you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I tried. Baby, will I say that I'm glad we're through? Deep in my heart, I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world.
Gotta love that. That is just awesome stuff.
That was.
So, yeah, you kind of sit there and you start swaying, and then you think, hey, how come I'm enjoying this? This is a sad song. What's going on with that? But it's so good.
It was.
It's one of those hurt, so good songs, you know? Mm. That can get kinky. You got to watch that. But, you know. Okay, something that goes right along with that, and this is one that I'm working on as well, and it really surprised me that I can sing this song. This is awesome. It's Nazareth. And the song is Love Hurts.
Oh, good song, yeah.
Every time, but you know, no, I can't say that. It's not something you ever get used to, but your heart keeps trying, man. That's what kills me, is your heart keeps trying. Oh well. You gotta learn to live with it, I guess. Whatever.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know. Well, yeah, we're not going to go there. Okay. I have another request that John sent to me. Okay. And it just seems that this is kind of the songs that showed up for today's show.
Yeah.
So this is what we're flying with, guys. But just let them make you feel better, because even if they're kind of sad songs, they still feel good.
Yeah.
Which really is a conundrum in itself, but that's all right. Ronnie Millsap. And thank you, John. This is a good song. It was almost like a song.
In every life, someone comes along, and you came to me. It was almost like a song. You were in my right where you belong, and we were so in love, it was almost like a song. January through December, we had such a perfect. It's almost like a song, but it's much too sad to
wonder what happened to him for him to write that song. I think he wrote that song. But yeah, you listen to that song and it puts a knot in your throat. And you remember. Unfortunately, you remember.
Yes.
That's sometimes that sweet, a bittersweet. And it's just another emotion you can't live without. It was put inside of us for a reason, so roll with it, kids.
Part of life, isn't it, Bliss?
Exactly. And
that's too bad. But it helps us to grow.
Yeah.
It helps us to learn tolerance, unconditional love as a Taurus.
So many things.
You can't learn unconditional love without some conflict to have to love through. So I tell you, kids, I got it down pat. But that's okay. That's okay, you know. I wouldn't have traded any of it. Not one minute. And that's the bottom line that you're going for. So there we are. All right, Gordon Lightfoot. You guys have to remember Gordon Lightfoot.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, there you go. And it was kind of a... Gordon Lightfoot was an interesting phenomenon in the 70s.
Yes.
Because everybody said, oh, squishy ick songs, you know. But everybody listened to them. So they couldn't have been too terribly squishy ick. Everybody listened to them. And you just didn't tell them it was Gordon Lightfoot. It worked. So, okay. But you got famous off of it, so it can't be all wrong, right?
No, that's right.
There you go. We're going to hear Gordon Lightfoot sing, and it was probably one of his most popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
The horse with the in the desert with, yeah, it didn't like that one too much. But this one was cool. Sundown.
There we go. Now, you know, if we can remember that, it makes things easier, wouldn't it?
But, I remember.
We don't remember that.
Oh, I was thinking.
And we feel that, you know, it's a sin when I get to feeling like I'm winning when I'm losing again. I just, hey, wait a minute, what happened to that?
I'm back. I'm sorry.
You know, Mama, yeah.
Mama had an urge.
Yeah, you've been here all along, honey. You've actually been here. So
yeah,
maybe you just couldn't hear
so
you.
Yeah. I put it on mute so y'all couldn't hear everything going on here.
Okay, that's what it was then, because I kept on muting you. So that was, I figured when you got back, you'd be back, and until then you weren't.
I'm sorry. That's why I don't call in sometimes, because things are going on here.
Nah, I don't even worry about it. You know, it's just all part of the game.
But I listen.
Radio
sometimes.
Is a game up to a certain extent, yes. You know, that's okay. And you know, it's emotions like that song was talking about,
yeah,
that get so many of us to a place of, yes, let's love someone, let's enjoy being with someone, let's have a really good time for as long as we can. But let's try to not fall in love, because it might not end well. But, you know, the human heart still keeps on going. The human heart will still fall in love. And whatever the consequences may be, that's just how it rolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because.
True. Totally agree.
Yeah, you know, and you guard yourself as much as you can, but a lot of times that doesn't. But you don't, you do get to a place where you're not going to let yourself get entangled, like with fishing line, the sea turtles in fishing line. Oh, my gosh. You don't want to do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, love. Don't ever give up on love. You have to love.
You can love in a lot of
different. You have to accept. Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of different love. You have to accept everything that goes with it. And sometimes that's hard. But you do it. And you know, but you do it anyway.
Yeah.
So that's how it rolls. Go with it. Enjoy it. And don't worry about what might be. Either way, good or bad, just don't worry about what might be. Just enjoy it. Because there's always a chance to end up the way this song ends up. And John gave this to me, too, a few years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. And I remembered this from when I was, 16, something like that, 15. It's a good song, but oh my God, guys, get out your Kleenexes because you're going to need them. You need the tissues for this one, I swear. But it's worth it. It is totally worth it. Bobby Goldsboro, Honey.
Yeah, beautiful song. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so.
and I surprised her with a puppy. Kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up night and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Now, you guys need your Kleenex?
Yes.
Yes, I bet you
definitely
did.
Definitely.
But isn't it such a good song?
It is. It's beautiful. Beautiful but sad.
Oh, yes, definitely sad, but it's such a good song that you're willing to do that.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of a strange feeling, actually. It's like, why? But, you know, it was a hit for him.
It was,
he did.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I remember the summer that song came out.
Okay.
It was the first summer that I was together with my future husband at that time. It was
really
summer. Yeah, I have the specific memories, but I'm not talking. Yes, I am rated R, but not that R. So we're not going there. Okay. But what I'm going to do now is something fun. It's just fun. Of course, it has the same idea, but it's fun. Mel McDaniel. So we're stepping over the line into the country stuff.
Ah.
Baby's got her blue jeans on.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her tail.
Leggings that look like blue jeans.
Yeah.
Because they're stretchy. And you can... Yeah, and you can.
Yes, you definitely can.
You don't feel like you're in a straitjacket walking down the street. And they've
they're
got the tighter calves. So they look really nice with high heels. Black or red.
I can't do all my heels or have a nosebleed. Or break me neck. One of the two.
That's what you get for living on an island, hun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Five to five and a half inch high heels, yeah. That's kinda cool. The stilettos are not stable.
No.
Wear the stilettos only in the house, because if you step on a little pebble or one of those seams in the sidewalk or something, you're going down.
I would definitely break my neck.
It's not good.
No.
But they've got that new style out now that has, you can still get the 5.5 to 6 inch heels, but they're the chunkier heels.
Yeah.
And they're a whole lot more stable.
Yeah.
So
more safer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to. I don't have a pair yet. I have, 3 or 4 inch heels. Those are the ones I wear all the time. I can wear those in eight-hour shift at work. It's not even a bad thing. But, you gotta adjust. Stilettos are okay if you're on a dance floor or if you're in the house, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
They look good if you're having pictures taken or something like that, that's cool. But walking around when you're shopping or going across a parking lot, not good. Not good. But these new shoes that they have that have the chunky heels, those are cool. Those are cool. So there's my opinion anyway, girls.
Yes.
Take
I took it,
it
all on board.
Throw it in the trash, whatever you want to do, there it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We're going to go to Cold Blood. That's the name of the band. That's not a murder show or anything, okay? and this girl can sing it. Oh, my. I love listening to her. She's fantastic. And she was someone that I tried to emulate, but I don't have the grittiness to my voice that she has.
Yeah.
My voice is too smooth to do like she does. But I love listening to her. I love listening to her. So this is Cold Blood doing Just Wanna Make Love to You.
Thank you. loved you.
That gal can sing, and you would never know it, but she she's blonde. She's about 5 foot tall. And you just, when you see her and she starts singing, you do a double take going, oh my gosh, where is that voice coming from? This little girl can't possibly contain that voice. But wow, she does. Oh, and it's so good. It's so good. And there's another song that I really like that they do. What is the actual title of it? Well, anyway, the main line of it that I always remember is, you can take all of my honey. So, yes, and that is what she means.
I bet it is.
But her voice can carry it off. It just works for her.
It's powerful, isn't it?
Oh man. And they had they had quite a few albums. I forget exactly how many, but wow. It was so good. I'm gonna have to look that up and get some of those CDs, because that's something you can put in when you're feeling like garbage, and you're going to end up feeling better. That's just how it works, you know? So we like it.
That's what Elvis said.
Like yeah, there you go. That works too. And I have quite a few of those CDs. I have a lot of these gospel albums. Yeah, I like that. So, I'm looking for a specific song here, kids, and it's going, huh? But that's all right. Creedence Clearwater Revival will do in a pinch.
Yep.
I put a spell on you. Just remember that, dude. I put a spell on you, and you can't wiggle out. I know there's somebody we all want to take that to.
You better stop the thing that you do.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going to do something for you here, kid, because it's almost time to say goodbye. But first, I'm going to do this. I'm telling you, you're going to guess. For the compliments, because I love singing stuff, and
that
Elvis
right.
songs are even better.
That was great, Jenny.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
It.
Thank you. It's the first time I played something I sang was a little scary, but you know, you guys are always so encouraging that it doesn't scare me anymore.
Yeah, I love listening to them. Great.
Aww,
you did
you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank
yeah, you.
You
did good.
That's awesome. Thank you. I didn't do it for that reason, but I just like doing it. But thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
It's like that. It's like that silly little grin Elvis used to get on his face when everybody would start screaming and yaying and clapping and everything at his concerts. I love that look.
Little boy look.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like... Mm-hmm. It's like he couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah, bless him.
He's so sweet.
Always so humble. Always so humble. And that really is what it feels like. It's like, it's hard to believe. It really is hard to believe. And I got to tell you guys, even when I was a kid, I wanted to sing. I would sit on the swing set in the backyard and make up songs and just sit out there and sing all by myself.
Yeah.
But I was too shy to sing in front of people. When I was in choir, girls' chorus, or single swingers or something, that was different because I wasn't by myself. I was a senior before I did a solo in school. and I thought my heart was just going to beat right out of my chest. I swear, that was one of the scariest things I ever did. But I would sing in church,
yeah,
and it didn't bother me. So, you know, it's just... And the thing is when there gets to be so many people, mm-hmm, it loses the scare factor. It loses the personal contact because there's just too many people.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes,
take my word for it. That's a good thing. So when I go out and do open mic,
mm,
and stuff like that, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun because everybody doesn't care. They just enjoy the music.
Do it.
They start,
yeah,
singing along. They clap their hands. It's just fun. It's something, mm-hmm, fun. It's like a party. Well, no, I can't say without the booze. I don't drink, but too much, especially when I'm singing. But I'm afraid that the tabletop dancing and the lampshades would come out or something. You
know? Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. It gets fun. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for coming in. And Susan keeps on bopping back and forth, but
that's
she
cool.
does keep coming back. And she is such
bless
a trooper. Thank you, Susan, for your tenacity.
You're
I love
welcome.
It. And Anne, you're yes. great. You can get in here at the beginning, and things have squared round for you, and you just get to stay there the whole show, and it's wonderful. I count on you, girl.
Oh,
so
thank you.
And Manette even made it this time. So thank you for calling in, Manette. I hope you enjoyed it and had a good time.
Thank
you. Music's always great. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening, everybody in the chat. Thank you for being there. It makes it fun, and I do it for you. So
we had fun.
To sing this out is one of my favorites. Elvis?
Yeah.
This is our dance.
Oh, God.
Oh, lovely.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving. So we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone. Just one more time.